Well, hello there, dear. I'm awfully glad to see you awake. You're just in time for supper. Now, are you trying to scream behind that rack in your mouth? Well, whatever it is you're doing, it's a bit impolite. I do understand you're upset, but we are at the dinner table, darling. Well now, if you don't calm down, and I simply cannot remove the gag, then your dinner would get cold. And I have worked so very hard on it. It would be quite a shame. Do you promise to behave? Just nod for yes. Well, all right then. Cannot. Now shame on you. You broke your promise. Now that rag is going to have to stay in there even longer. And don't go feeling sorry for yourself. This is your own fault. If you had kept your word, you wouldn't be in this predicament. I want you to sit there and think about what you've done while I finish setting the table. Formal placement is absolutely essential. Dinner fork, fish fork, salad fork, all polished to a fine sheen. Then dinner knife, fish knife, salad knife, and soup spoon. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Now, I would like to start by serving the first course, but that would require you to keep your word this time. Do you think you can do that, darling? If I remove the cloth from your mouth, do you promise to be as quiet as a mouse? All right then, dear. And out it goes. There we are. What are you doing here? Why, you're having a lovely meal, of course. With me. Who am I? Well, I can't tell you now. Well, how about this? You dine with me like a proper gentleman. And for every dish you finish, I shall tell you a little bit more about myself. Well, just wait now. Once the meal is complete, I'll remove your ties and you'll be free to go on your merry way. How does that sound? You want to leave now? Why, the only way you'll be leaving now is if you're leaving in a casket. Getting out of the chair before the meal is even started. Have you no manners? I thought better of you. Oh, well, how lovely. I am just thrilled to bits to have such wonderful company this evening. Now you sit and relax. I'll bring out the soup. Here we are. One bowl of delicious, savory onion soup. Go on, eat up. Oh, silly me. I need to release your hands. Don't try anything funny now. I have my eyes on you. I hate to discuss unpleasant things at the dinner table, but if I do see you misbehaving, well, the meal will end abruptly, just like the beating of your heart. With that said, bon appetit. Oh yes, it did turn out well, don't you think? I asked you a question. Don't be rude now. You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. There's no greater joy in life than cultivating a truly enchanting dinner experience, don't you think? I told you, every dish you finish. Slow down. You're going to choke if you eat that quickly. My word, hasn't anyone taught you manners? Soft, quiet sips, using your soup spoon. Like this. See? Well done. Just like that. Well, I suppose there's no harm in telling you now. Do you recall the job interview that you had this afternoon? The one in the great big warehouse? Yes. You answered the placement in the newspaper. Spoke to a secretary who gave you a time and place to meet. Well, doesn't my voice sound familiar? Of course it was me. The advertisement was mine as well. The warehouse. Well, simply an empty building. A convenience. Do you remember the shot? Right to the back of your neck. Yes, it's all coming back now, isn't it? Ah, you're finished. Well done. I suppose I must hold up my end of the bargain, mustn't I? But first, then let me clear your bowl so I might bring out the second course. Here you are, the shrimp cocktail. Isn't it lovely? Polite guests do not speak with a mouthful of food. That's better. You're not the first man I've had here at my dinner table. Not the first one in these circumstances, I mean. Oh, no, no. I will answer after you've finished. Slowly, thoughtfully, eating. I've worked hard on this meal. It deserves a little appreciation. You're welcome. The hardest part is getting them back here, you know. I do it all on my own. Now, I would much prefer the help of a strapping young man such as yourself, but alas, I haven't found the right one yet. Shame. Finished again. Already. I don't think you're taking the time to fully savor your meal. It's a bit upsetting. Very well. I suppose I shall take your dish. Is a salad course. Of course, I'm a woman of my word. Seven men have been at this very table before you, in that very chair. I've served them each a lovely meal, and then sent them on their way. Why? Well, I'm looking for someone who might be a proper suitor. A polite, even-tempered, well-mannered individual. No, that's enough for now. It's time to eat. I do love a good salad. So bright and healthy, fresh. I've already dressed it as well. Smaller bites, please. You act as if you haven't eaten in years. Mealtimes ought to be an event, I think. A time to sit down and reflect on the day. To refresh and reconnect. Not to unhinge your jaw like a darn snake. Thank you. Full already. Fine. Let me take the plate away for you. I hope you enjoy fish. I broiled this delightful, flaky orange ruffy with just a touch of lemon. It's quite mild for seafood. Yes, I remember. It is harder to find a good man than you might imagine. Oh, you can do everything right. It can still turn out so terribly. A girl might meet a boy at church. Wait for him to call. Go on a date. One, two. So many your head would spin. Fall in love. Create plans for the future. Cook for him. Just like this. A perfect meal. For a perfect man. And be so sure he's going to propose that you will give up your... give up things. For him. Spend the whole night waiting for him to get on one knee and ask you those words you've been dying to hear. And wait. And wait. And then, finally, at dessert, he tells you that he's gotten someone pregnant. That he's so sorry, but that he's going to marry her. That he still loves you, but that she's going to be his wife. That's enough for now. The fish will get cold. We can't have that now, can we? Is it nice? You do enjoy my cooking, don't you? Of course you do. To the point that you forget your manners. Oh, well. Finished. That was quick. Not that I'm surprised. Let me take that away for you, so that I might bring out dessert. Here we are. Chocolate custard with cream. My specialty. You eat. I'll talk. I'm not one for sweets anymore. Not since that night. And what happened then? He finished his dessert. And then he left. He ate almost as quickly as you do. Why, you're practically finished already. I'm sure you've heard about it. Seen the flyers. Young men go missing in a town like this. People notice. The poor girl who opened her legs for him. Oh, she was distraught. He's officially missing, but... oh. Everyone is certain he ran off to avoid the responsibility of caring for his bastard child. Did I kill him? Ah, you haven't finished your meal yet. Look at you go. Finished. Well, I can answer, then. Yes, I did. I didn't mean to. I lost my temper. I went into the kitchen, grabbed the frying pan, and his head was like a watermelon cracked open in the heat of summer. I just kept hitting him. It was cathartic. Then it was all over. Then I realized nothing had changed. I was still all alone. No girl that wants to become a spinster, let me tell you. And I knew I would have to find someone else. Someone better. A man of good breeding, well-mannered, controlled in his passions. And what easier way to test that man than with a proper meal? I wish you'd been the one, but you ate too quickly. You spoke with your mouth full. You used the wrong forks, and you're hiding a knife in your pocket. This if I wouldn't see. Oh, the burning in your chest. That's arsenic. The chocolate hides the taste well enough. Oh, don't feel bad. None of the others noticed either. I'm so sorry, darling. I wish it could have been you. It will be over soon for you, but not for me. I won't be able to stop until I find him. The one. My perfect man.